Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, the Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each week and invite you to subscribe and download to our podcast. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You will get a new show each Sunday, right around noon or so, subject to change, but you will get a new show every week. This show is produced by a team of six very dedicated interns here in the Digital Arts and Technology Academy at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And as I tell you each week, if you listen to the show, you will not learn just one new thing, but many, many new things. Today is most certainly no exception, and I am very pleased to welcome our guests from Desert Hot Springs High School, the theater director, Mr. Ryan Landman. Welcome back.
Hi, Joan.
He's a repeat offender.
Yes, I am.
Great to have you back. And two students who are starring in the upcoming production of Romeo and Juliet, Miss Emily Sanchez. She is a senior, and Juliet, welcome.
Thank you.
And Mr. Efren Flores, he's a junior, and he is playing Romeo. Welcome.
What's up?
So glad to have you guys. So, Ryan, how was your summer?
It was great.
Yeah?
I had a really nice summer. Yeah,
now we're... Do anything really fun?
My wife and I head up to Wyoming, and we stay up there. Right outside of Yellowstone.
Much cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Is your show this year a little earlier than usual?
It is. We had to compete with the football schedule. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that we got it when the football had an away game. And so that ended up being a little earlier.
Oh, well, you know, since we start school earlier and earlier, it seems, every year. So you probably just had to hit the ground running.
Right.
Like, as soon as we started, we were doing auditions and casting.
Yeah, we had auditions on the second week.
Yeah, because so, by the way, the production is, as I said, Romeo and Juliet, and the show is October 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 p.m., and there's also a matinee on the 22nd at 3 p.m., and admission is a bargain, just $8 general, $10 VIP. Does that mean they get to sit closer? What's VIP?
The VIP are the first three rows of the theater, so
beautiful.
Yeah, they do sit closer.
This is not a bad seat in the house, though.
No.
No. So they just buy tickets at the door?
That's correct.
Okay. So why'd you pick Romeo and Juliet?
There were a couple reasons. First, we haven't done Shakespeare at Desert Hot Springs High School. I mean, we've read it in class. We've studied him. But we haven't done an after-school production as long as I've been there. And I don't even think it was happened before I was there. So it was time. It's also the 300th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death this year, and so I wanted to do one of his plays just to celebrate that.
I had no idea. Wow, 300 years since he. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that makes sense, and you know, I think that Romeo and Juliet is probably the Shakespearean play that people know the most, for the most part.
Probably,
one that appeals to the masses versus some of them are, you know, especially for high school kids. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how
you for a high school,
even consider
yeah.
like
for
a
high
fellow
school,
or,
correct. Yeah,
you know,
it is done, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. So let's talk a little bit about this. So, Emily, first of all, how did it feel to get picked for this role?
Well, it was actually a huge surprise, because this is like the biggest role I've had in all the like productions I've been in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a surprise, but I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, and so far it's been pretty good.
How was it to do Shakespeare? I mean, is it a challenge?
It
The language is so different.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. But I've had some experience with it, I guess you can say. I've been in 2 Shakespeare competitions.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
It kind of helped, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's still kind of like a little struggle. But I'll get through it.
Well, congratulations on the part. And what other roles have you done since you've been at DHS?
Last year, the musical of Urinetown, I was Little Sally. Dracula, I was Mina. And previous productions we've done were like minor roles.
So speaking of, Efren, I'll get to you in a second. Speaking of Urinetown, kudos to you.
Thank you.
Because
thank
you. I think you cornered the market this year. I mean, we have a few other Desert Theater League nominations at the other sites, but what do you have, 9?
We had 9.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we were very happy, really excited about that.
Anybody at this table nominated?
Emily.
I thought so. I didn't want to say it, but I thought as soon as she said you're in town, I said, I think I recognize that name. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so cool. And, you know, that's a... Just the name of it, you know, it's kind of like you don't, and the superintendent who just retired, our last superintendent, was a little like, I don't think she knew anything about it, a little nervous about going to see it. She loved it. It was really great.
Good.
And obviously, you did a hell of a job and you got 9 nominations.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Really cool. So, Efren, how'd you feel about landing the role of Romeo? You guys make a nice-looking couple, by the way. I don't know.
We're good.
We're good. Okay. I'll stay out of that.
To be honest, I thought I was going to get the role of Benvolio or Mercutio because I thought I wasn't that good for Romeo.
Surprise.
And then when I got it, I was, like, pretty happy. I was like, oh, now I got to go, you know, look all over the lines and then train fencing. And then... I know I had to do a lot of things, but I was just really excited to be Romeo and to portray this iconic character.
Heck yeah. And how about the challenge of Shakespeare? How's that been for you?
It's really hard, but I could get through it because, like, you know, as an actor, you're supposed to translate it even though it's not Shakespeare. You know, you have to translate any other character. And then for me, this is really exciting because Shakespeare is something I've been reading since my freshman year. I read Hamlet. I read Othello, and then if I get Romeo, I'm gonna have to like work hard and put all my effort to it. So I was really excited to get the part.
So you hadn't read Romeo and Juliet before?
Oh yeah, I read it my freshman year. It was like one of the first books. Yeah, that I read.
Did you guys see the movie at all?
No.
The 1968 version? Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Who is the actress?
The Zeffirelli version?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
That's a fantastic.
Yeah. I saw it like years ago and I liked it, you know, which I was young, you know, like at that time.
I watched it when I was in high school.
Yeah, exactly. But they showed it in high school because, you know, hadn't been out all that long by that time, 15 years or so for me, probably a little less for you. But anyway, that was a great show. But there's nothing like a live production of Romeo and Juliet, which I've seen a few times. So. It's going to be a great show. And Efren, what other shows have you been in?
Well, when I was a freshman, I've been in Dead Man's Cell Phone. And that one was another character that was like really exciting for me. And then after that one, I've done Damn Yankees, which is a small role because I can't sing. And I was also invited to an advanced show, but I was still a freshman. But Lyman still put me in. Because he knew I could take care of the part. And then like my sophomore year, I had like very other minor roles. But it was still exciting.
Very cool. So, Ryan, how many people are in this cast?
Oh. I'm not
100%
sure.
You don't have to be
exact. If I had to estimate, it's about 20.
Okay.
It's about 20 with chorus. You know, there's quite a few smaller roles, but they're about 20 people, yeah.
Oh, so when you just said chorus, you don't mean music. You mean the chorus is like the ensemble.
Yeah, the ensemble, okay. We are using the choir director, Mr. Bukraba, is lending his advanced choir students to do kind of a green show before. And the green show ahead of, back in Shakespeare's time, was just kind of like the pre-show. And so he's going to have some singers sing some kind of Shakespearean songs ahead of the show, about 15 minutes before, and walk around the audience.
See, now look at that. Now you're just getting an extra bargain,
right,
for your 10 bucks or 8 bucks.
That's absolutely. You get a little concert.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how many seats does your theater hold?
300.
Yeah.
300, yeah.
All right, so you don't want to take a risk on this baby selling out, so make sure you get there early. And look, you get there early, you get a good seat, and you get some pre-show entertainment by the choir, which is awesome. October 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 p.m. and October 22nd, which that's a Saturday? Sunday.
It should be Saturday, yeah.
At 3 o'clock. So there's something for everyone. And the prices are just $8 general admission, $10 for the first three rows. So that's really, really cool. And it's a good show. It is.
It really
is. Good
yes.
show. So, and it's nice to see high school students excited about Shakespeare. And you could tell these guys are actually pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. All right, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you guys about what your plans are after high school, if you want to continue in the theater. And we'll talk about your spring show as well, Ryan. Stay with us. You're listening to Learn Something New Every Day, and we'll be right back.
All the way down your very own driveway, Palm Springs Volvo has provided the safest and best selections for the Coachella Valley with their innovations and technology.
With the latest models such as the Volvo S60, V60, XC60, XC70, XC90, and other wide ranges of service, their dedicated staff guarantees to put customers behind the wheel in the right car, along with great leases and loans.
So come on down to Palm Springs Volvo at 67977 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, located in the Cathedral City Auto Center.
Or contact them at 760-321-6600.
Welcome back to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, the coordinator of community outreach and communications with the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each week with our podcast, and we would love for you to subscribe to that podcast so you never miss a show. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New Every Day, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each week, usually on Sundays right around noon or so. And the show is produced by my team of very talented interns here in the Digital Arts and Technology Academy at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. I could not do it without them, because all I bring to the table is a voice and some content, and they do everything else. I have no idea what happens to this production after I'm finished, but it's technical. They know how to do it, and thank goodness for them. So thank you. You guys are awesome, and I am very happy to continue with our guests. They are from Desert Hot Springs High School, the theater director, Mr. Ryan Landman, and the two stars of the upcoming production of Romeo and Juliet, Emily Sanchez. Guess what role she's playing? The lead. And Mr. Efren Flores, he's a junior, and he's playing the other lead. So therefore, hence, Romeo and Juliet. So let me tell you again when the shows are. October 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 p.m. and a matinee at 3 p.m. on October 22nd. And the tickets are just $8 for general admission and $10 for VIP seating in the first three rows. You will be entertained by the choir doing what's called a green show.
Green show, correct.
Green show, which in Shakespearean times was like a little pre-show.
Yeah.
So, and they're very talented under the direction of Mr. Bugraba over there. So go early, get a good seat, and have a little pre-show entertainment.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really fun. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be I think it's going to be a really cool show. How many students in the drama department this year, Ryan? About.
All together, and we'll say about 75 to 85 in that range.
Very cool. So are you, is this a full-time gig for you? You teach in English, too?
No, theater only. Yeah.
That's good.
A couple stagecraft classes, but mm-hmm. theater.
Very cool. And how's your talent pool?
Good. I think, you know, every year I drop off with the seniors and I pick up the freshmen. Mm-hmm. And so it just depends on my year how many seniors I lose. Right. And but we have a nice pool coming in. And we have two middle schools, as you know, up there that are feeding into our school. Neither have theater. So we're hoping for that to be a change, maybe. But we have...
Do any of our middle schools have theater?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
They do.
Oh, actually, Cree, I think.
Yeah, Cree does, and Nellie Kaufman. At least they used to. And I think they still do.
Yeah, so. That'd be good, huh?
Yeah.
Have you guys, Emily, like, have you been acting prior to high school, or did you just start in high school?
No, I started my freshman year.
Mm-hmm. And has the bug bit you, or not really? Like, what are your plans after you graduate?
I like theater, but I don't think it's something I'd actually want to pursue after high school. Looking more into optometry.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So I'm hoping to go to a 4-year university and study, obviously, optometry and major in biology or chemistry. So.
Very cool. And you could be an acting optometrist. No, but you know what? I mean, really, to take on an acting or singing or dancing career as a career, it's a tough nut to crack.
Yeah,
so
really
unless you're, you know, so dedicated and so talented that you really, nobody's going to ever talk you out of it, then you do that. And otherwise you do it on the side, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you got to make a living. So good luck, and that's very exciting.
Thank you.
People can't see you, but you just look at her and say, oh, she
that's
like,
right. Yeah.
She looks like Juliet.
Yeah.
And again, who knows what Juliet looks like? We don't know. Maybe I'm comparing her to the actress who was in the movie.
Yeah.
Because she had the long hair.
Yeah.
And yeah, just perfect part. And Efren, I know you're a junior, so I'm not going to put you on the spot and say, ask you where you're going to college or even if you're going to college, but how about acting after high school? What do you think?
Well, of course. I want to apply to the actor studios.
Oh, so he is a serious one
here. Yeah,
he's
very
a serious
cool.
one.
So, like Pace?
Yeah, like, yeah.
In New York?
Like, either, yeah, New York or, you know, or LA. But if I don't get accepted into those, I want to try to go to, like, Stella Adler or the Lee Strasberg Acting School, which is really good.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, we had... we have a few of our MTU graduates are at the Actor Studio right now, which is, I mean, that's at Pace in New York.
Yeah.
So it's doable, and that's very cool. So you want to do this as a
living
career?
Yes. Yeah.
Very cool. Did you start before high school, or high school was your first experience?
Yeah, my freshman year. Well, I wanted to become an actress since I was like 12, but I was always like afraid of rejection and everything. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go all out. You know, and I was like, this is what I want to do. This is what I am gonna do. And then my freshman year, I was like, I'm gonna, you know, take baby steps, learn through Landman. And then, as you can tell, it's really Landman has really helped me a lot through everything.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at that. So can you sing too, or did you say you're not?
Oh well, I'm in concert choir, but like I'm not much of a singer. I just had like a free class, and I was like, hey, I'm just gonna do choir. I'm not a good singer, but I could learn.
Well, you know, the more skills you have, if you want to pursue this as a career, the more marketable you are,
right?
Is that right, Ryan?
Oh, absolutely. I encourage all my students who want to be a theater major to continue with music and dance as well.
Yeah.
As much as they can, you know, stick with theater, but they need to have something else on the side too, which is still performance, as much as they can.
Yeah, I went with MTU to their New York trip last year, so they audition on the spot for for these Broadway people, you know, and it's like, oh my God, so nerve-wracking. And they prepare an audition, and it's for, it's not for anything other than for them to have the experience of doing it and to know what it's going to be like once they pursue it professionally, you know. And I can't tell you how many times I was in the room watching this where the actors would say, okay, well, what else do you have?
Yeah.
And, like, they didn't have anything else. Like, most of them, a few of them did, and it didn't throw them. It was the seniors, you know, and they've been there and done that a little bit, so they knew what to expect. But the other ones were like, what do you mean? Well, we want to see your, you know, if you can dance. We want to see if you can give us something else. Give us something in a totally different genre, you know. And they're like, they look like deer in the headlights.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But that's reality. Mm-hmm. So the more that you have that you can bring to the table, it's really cool. They both have the looks, though, right?
They do.
They're very attractive. Yeah. I wish it was TV so you guys could see. But I know how you can, though. Can come to Romeo and Juliet.
That's correct.
And, you know, it's only in a week and a half. So remember that. Come see these very talented, good-looking high school students do Shakespeare, which is not easy in the least. It's very difficult, but it's classic. It's and Romeo and Juliet's a pretty easy one. If you hear Shakespeare and you're kind of like, oh, no. This one is not as difficult as some of the other ones are to understand the language. This one you get. And there's so much emotion and, you know, and the love story is a love story that has, you know, been there for how long? And West Side Story is the contemporary Romeo and Juliet. Did you guys know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. A great show, too. That is a great show. Anyway, okay, so... Let's talk about what's coming up in the spring, Ryan. Is that Legally Blonde, the musical?
We are doing Legally Blonde, the musical, yeah.
Very cool. So are you guys up for that one? What do you think?
No, I don't think I will.
Do you you don't sing either?
No.
No? Okay. And you're not going to go for it either? Come on.
Of course I am. I still like doing the musicals because they're still fun to do, you know? You know, just to give myself
more
out of the bubble. You know, more experience, yeah.
So maybe you won't be the lead in that. Well, the lead's a girl. So
just put a wig on me? No, just
that was Reese Witherspoon
in the movie version. Yeah.
I haven't seen the show, but I did see the movie, so. And it was done in this district not that long ago. Like Cathedral City or Mm-mm. Palm Springs. I think it, like within the last 5 years.
Well, maybe I'm not sure.
I don't remember, but I remember talking about this because I couldn't actually remember the movie at that time. And then all of a sudden it popped into my head. I went, oh, yeah, that's the one. She's wearing like a pink pillbox hat. Mm-hmm. Right. I remember that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I did see that movie. So that's a fun show.
It is. It's a really fun show.
Yeah. So what happens? Like, do you cast that after winter break or before?
We actually cast. Yeah. Auditions will be 2 weeks before we go to winter break.
Oh, so you put them to work over their vacation, studying lines and everything?
Yeah, exactly. So the show is cast before they go to vacation. They know what roles they have, and then they get their scripts, and they can review.
You put them to work, on the stage, but they're prepping before they even come back.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Gives them a head start.
No true breaks for the thespians.
Nope.
During winter break. I actually think that if you're in a full year course in high school, you probably have an assignment during winter break.
You should probably.
Well, you know, one of the reasons we went to our change in our calendar was so that you guys could finish your first semester before winter break. So what do you think of that? Because now we've done it for a year. Did it make a difference? Did you like it? You don't care?
It's whatever.
It doesn't really? I mean, I would think, as a high school student, how nice it would be to get all of your finals and midterms or whatever you're going to take done and have 3 weeks where maybe you have an assignment, but you're not having to study for final.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, boy, they're not very excited. I thought this was a really cool thing.
I like the 3 weeks off.
I think it's too much.
I know it gets boring after a while.
Wow.
I'm just like, I want to go back to theater. It's like, I still need another week.
There's always something to do, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. Well, you guys probably don't need remedial help because most of the schools are doing some kind of remediation the third week.
Yeah.
You know, so if you need to, like, make up something or you need a boot camp and something, you know. Well, we don't have the high school exit exam anymore, at least not for now.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, huh? But anyway, so I can see. I guess it's kind of a, you'd rather have more time off during the summer? Mm. Or
No. I think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not okay, really. Interesting. All right, then. Then you guys can come back a week early and sit by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right, one more time. Romeo and Juliet, October 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7 p.m., 3 o'clock matinee on the 22nd at Desert Hot Springs High School. You guys, your theater's been like work. You had new stuff in the theater?
We have new stuff in the black box.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And a new light board in the main theater.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So what do you do in the black box? Anything?
That's where I teach. And
Have you done any shows in there?
I've done one show in there. It's a little tight in there, so I'm trying to figure out a way to do and maybe incorporate for more shows. But
improv.
Yeah, that's
That would be cool.
Small shows, little jazz recitals, things like that is what it'd be really nice for.
Efren, you're chomping at the bit to say something. What?
Well, I was gonna say that that was my first play in the black box.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah, the black box.
Very cool. You guys are awesome. And I've enjoyed this and looking forward to seeing you and Romeo and Juliet and coming up in 11 days. So don't miss it. And next week, our guest will be, it's more theater. It's theater season.
Nice.
Next week will be the Cathedral City High School Theater Director, Ray Franz, a few of his students to talk about their fall production of The Outsiders. Which is...
That's a great
show. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All of those books.
Yeah.
S.E. Hinton books.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was junior high or high school, but I loved those books. And the movies were very cool, too. The Brat Pack, which these kids don't even know who these people are. But that was such a... They're a whole great cut. You don't know who Matt Dillon is or Rob Lowe. You might know who Rob Lowe is, except that now he plays the father in whatever, you know. He was a high school kid then.
Yeah.
Anyway, a great show, too. But first comes Romeo and Juliet. Don't miss it. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe, and please tell all your friends to do the same thing. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.